It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. 3,675 additional COVID-19 cases were reported in New Mexico on Thursday, a new daily record. Of those, 502 were recorded in Doñana County. Madison Staten has details on the rising case count from the governor's latest press conference.
A Zoom Thanksgiving is better than an intensive care unit Christmas.
Dr. David Scrace, Cabinet Secretary for the Human Services Department, addressed the growing strain being placed on the state's healthcare system during the governor's most recent COVID-19 press conference.
Typically, we have about 2,500 general hospital beds. In New Mexico, we're down to 60, you know, in the 2-3% range. This is a situation we're in with a lot of communities with no available beds.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham spoke about how the state is working to meet both health and economic needs, highlighting a special legislative session next week that will work to provide pandemic-related economic recovery. She also called on New Mexicans to take the current shelter-in-place order seriously.
We all have to do more to limit the spread because it creates this kind of an emergency situation statewide in every system we have and are responsible for.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
After a tense presidential election, some Americans are facing uncomfortable conversations with loved ones about the current political climate. KERA's Saida Hassan spoke with a psychologist about how to navigate those discussions.
This presidential election has been a source of stress for a majority of Americans, regardless of political party. That's according to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association. Vail Wright is the group's senior director of healthcare innovation. She says it's important to set realistic expectations when talking to loved ones with different political beliefs.
It's really about approaching them with curiosity, non-judgment, not with the goal of trying to change another person's mind, because you're not going to be very effective. But if we enter in these conversations just trying to understand the other person's point of view, then I think we have a chance to be more effective and to bridge some of these divides that we're seeing right now in the country.
And Wright says children can pick up on the political tension even if they don't fully grasp the issues. She says adults can use this as a teaching moment, listening to kids' concerns and using age-appropriate language to answer their questions about the election. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.
And in more news, college Democrats and Republicans say they are looking to the future following this month's election. KRWG Public Media intern Xavier Dominguez reports.
Isaiah Torres of the New Mexico State University College Democrats says he's encouraged by the increase in voter turnout and President-elect Joe Biden's victory.
This just really shows that, like, Americans now really do care about politics and how politics could play in their lives. And I have a lot of expectations from the Biden-Kamala Harris administration.
President Donald Trump acknowledged Biden's victory in a tweet saying, quote, "He won, but Trump refuses to concede." Edward Kilroy is the vice chair of the NMSU College Republicans, and like Trump, he says he does not accept the results.
I think we'll just have to wait and see basically on what happens with all the votes and the way that it's structured for our voting process and what happens with the election as a whole.
While many Republicans continue to dispute the election results, Torres is optimistic about the future of the Biden-Harris administration.
I feel like Joe Biden's really going to do is just bring us together during this time of this tragedy.
The Cybersecurity and the Infrastructure Security Agency disputes Trump's statements and echoed repeated assertions by election experts and state officials. In a report saying this year's election was the most secure ever, the agency said, quote, "There is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised." Torres worries about how Trump's actions might undermine our democracy.
There has not been evidence yet. There are claims that there has been voter fraud in certain places, but they were kind of renounced. But this is very worrisome for me because he is really undermining the integrity and the legitimacy of our election.
There were some bright spots for Republicans. Democrats lost seats in the House, including New Mexico's 2nd District Congressional seat, with incumbent Xochitl Torres Small being defeated by Yvette Harrell. Torres says he wishes her well.
I expect Yvette Harrell to do her job and try to represent District 2 as best as possible. And I'm wishing her the best of luck and just trust that she makes the right decisions and has a good heart when she's making those decisions as well.
Edward Kilroy worked on Harrell's campaign during the summer and is excited to see what she brings to the next Congress.
I think it's important for some of the kind of kangaroo bills that they put forth against our Second Amendment right. So I think Yvette will stand strong for that, as well as our energy here in New Mexico. I think she'll be a great representative.
Kilroy is pro-gun and advocates for freedom of expression, but he adds that there is a need for unity.
I would like to see us become more unified and realize that we can have differences of opinion. However, that doesn't mean that you're a good or bad person, or politics aren't so divisive in terms of lifestyle or people. It's just a difference of opinion.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Xavier Dominguez.